Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane will peak tomorrow at 27 degrees. Johannesburg 25, Mbombela 28.
In the traffic, highways not good. Pretoria, the R21 N1 interchange trying to get northbound very, very slow. It's backed up all the way to about Brakfontein at the moment. It's queuing heavily into Midrand trying to get northbound. And the Mike 1, basically from Killarney. Trying to get north bad, trying to get south even worse.
In your sport headlines, the Stormers sign the Sharks Bok and Tutu Gumkunu to help fill the void left by Stephen Kitsoff, and India at the moment 178-3 as they chase down 265 against Australia.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has welcomed Mozambique's newly inaugurated President Daniel Chapo for talks in Cape Town. The leaders discussed strengthening political and economic ties with South African companies already investing over 155 billion rand in Mozambique.
We have come together to continue strengthening the bonds between our two countries and how we can continue to entrench political stability also in Mozambique following the elections, and also how we can create a conducive environment for businesses.
Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero is facing criticism for prioritizing infrastructure upgrades on routes designated for the upcoming G20 summit. The Good Party has slammed Morero's admission that the city is focusing on fixing potholes and traffic signals along roads that diplomats will use. Here's the Good Party's Matthew Cook.
In many parts of the world, such an admission would result in the mayor and his executive resigning immediately. But instead, the mayor has downplayed the issue as a language issue. The Good Party believes that the language used was very clear and that the administration should hang their heads in shame.
One of the directors of Sanzu nightclub in Pretoria has apologized to the victims of an alleged torture incident that allegedly took place at the establishment nearly 3 years ago. Police are investigating after videos depicting the assault and sexual abuse of young men were widely shared on social media last month. Two police dockets were opened after six victims initially came forward. A seventh victim was traced over the weekend. A 41-year-old Congolese national who is said to be one of the bouncers at the night club is expected to make a formal bail application later this month. Here's the director's Neo Molola's lawyer, Zola Majavu.
He openly recognizes that subject to verification of what had happened in his absence, there can never be a justification of those despicable acts. And for that, he apologizes to those whose human rights have been trampled upon unreservedly.
The South African Local Governments Association has proposed the zero VAT rating of essential items like water and electricity. SALGA's Sabela Wala says taxing luxury goods will increase government revenue, suggesting a standard VAT approach. And finally, an Oklahoma toddler called 911 with a report of emergency donuts, and local police sprang into action to deliver.
Hello?
Donuts. Donuts. I want donuts.
I'm fine, baby.
Are you going to share?
The Moore Police Department shared the audio of the 911 call involving the toddler who was allowed to play with an old cell phone and discovered it still had emergency calling enabled. I'm Chanel September. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.